What we know is that we have over 20,000 federal human resource professionals. We don't know how many of those, either non-matriculated or part of the degree program, are going to take Catholic University master's level courses. So with this potential partnership with UMUC and a couple of other colleges that have contacted us, we now have the opportunity to take our federally focused training that's specialized to our HR professional roles, and vet and approve them, and then college accredit them so that our professionals can then market their skills towards a master's, a bachelor's, or an associate degree. So it's really very exciting.
So is this kind of a done deal? Is it final? Is it going to happen?
It's not a done deal by any means. We are still in the early stages of discussing this proposition. As I mentioned, we also have other colleges and universities who are interested. We're very excited about moving forward with this from the OPM side and obviously for the HRU value add that it brings. But we still have a long way to go as far as making it actually happen. But I'm very confident that it will happen because both sides are very eager to make it happen.
So if this gets off the ground, when it gets off the ground, why is it going to be so significant to the way you've been doing things at OPM? How's it going to change things?
We offer a broad array of training, and a lot of our professionals look to HRU for the federally focused trainings that specialize to their roles. So accrediting federal HR training does a few things. First, it validates the training content as collegiate level, so that's pretty big. It's combining college level with OPM approved. It makes that training much more valuable. Second, it incentivizes the population of our HR professionals who already have an interest or are already pursuing higher education that they're getting more bang for their buck. It also makes higher education and the achievement of a college degree much more attractive and attainable to those professionals in the federal government who may not have been thinking about pursuing a degree, putting it a little bit closer into their reach. It also reinforces the message that we're serious about federal HR training. And I think you know from other conversations, the Chico Council is very intent on achieving our goal of building the HR workforce for the 21st century. So the bottom line is that it helps us get closer to that goal.
So it sounds like this could also be a recruiting, marketing, not tool, but it's another good thing that might make the federal government more attractive to people.
Absolutely. You know, when we launched HR University at the beginning of 2011, we did have sort of this forward vision of eventually turning towards marketing and recruiting and outreach. We wanted to make sure we stay true to our mission to train and develop our existing professionals in HR in the federal government. But absolutely, I mean, there are numerous reports out there that talk about the HR pipeline or the lack thereof. And the truth of the matter is we are going to have to recruit top talent into the federal government and particularly into those HR professional careers. So this absolutely will help us get closer to that goal.
ODNI helping you out with some training for HR University.
Yes. ODNI, as you know, a member of the Chico Council, we have been partnering with them on trying to get their performance management suite as part of our Manager's Corner on HR University. And that carries its own significance that's pretty much independent of the HR core curriculum that we have on HRU. We have carved out a niche for supervisors and managers on HR University that focus specifically on performance management tools, resources, and training. So this goes back to the GEAR project that the Chico Council and the Labor Management Council work jointly on to develop. And that GEAR model is being piloted in several agencies. And what we found through that working group was that ODNI has made a significant investment in performance management. And they are more than willing to, and they are, in fact, turning over their training to HRU as we speak, to share that content, which is obviously at the core of HR University, share that content across the entire federal government. So we can't wait to get the courses up. They are in progress as we speak. I don't have an exact time when they will go live, but I'm very confident it'll be in the very near future.
What is all this training worth?
You know, we will know what it's worth at about the time that they go live. As you know, we have a wonderful resource on HR University right on the homepage called our cost ticker, our cost savings ticker. And what that cost savings ticker reflects is a calculation of the cost of our course content, course by course, those that are developed by the federal government and shared for free across government. So each one is assigned the course. The course is the course cost is what it costs to develop it. It is programmed into a formula that triggers a calculation based on those who take that course outside the home agency, and we calculate that as a cost savings each time a new agency accesses. So, for example, in the case of ODNI, if ODNI gives us a course on performance management that costs $10,000, if that course is accessed by 10 other agencies, we will count that as $100,000 savings because each of those agencies, no matter how many times it's accessed by their employees, they have capitalized on content that they received for free by the work of another agency. So we're really excited to have that, and we will be able to tell you a little bit more about the cost savings on the ODNI courses once they go live.
Give me a little bit more of an idea of what they're offering for federal employees and how employees can use these courses once it launches.
Performance management, I haven't seen all of their courses, but I know they focus on first-time supervisor and manager training, communications, setting up performance management systems, doing evaluations, pretty much the nuts and bolts of what we consider to be performance management. And again, those best practices that we've identified through the GEAR system as being sort of the fundamental performance management tools that an agency would need to do performance management right and to do it in the model of the GEAR system that we put together.
And how does this compare to what other agencies have offered? Or is ODNI kind of paving new ground here?
I will tell you that even though I don't know the total cost yet, I would estimate that when ODNI gets all of their courses uploaded onto HR University, it will probably be the single most significant financial investment in HRU training by any agency.